Welcome to the Hex Pod, an arcane League of Legends podcast dedicated to reviewing each and every episode every week. My name's Nick.
I'm Michelle.
This week, we're coming hot with the season two. What did we just get? Season two preview?
Teaser. I think it's a teaser.
Is that what you think?
That's what I'm calling.
Was it teasing you?
Well, it teased me.
All right. We got two teaser trailers. We got one. How long ago did that first one come out with just Jinx and Vi?
Well, with Jinx, that came out November 9th.
Oh, is that the date?
Mm-hmm. November 9th, and that's when they announced November 2024.
24. Okay, yeah. So when you heard November 2024, you know what I was thinking?
What were you thinking?
Fuck! It's a long ways away. What'd you think?
It wasn't quite that dramatic, but I thought it was like this November, and I'm like, oh, that's a year. Mm. That's a year.
Yeah. One more year. You got to think when we did the first, how long ago? So that would have been, was it 2 years ago? Yeah.
Oh God. Yeah.
Yeah. 2 years ago was when we were in the middle of the first review in the first season. So it was pretty wild. It feels like yesterday almost but anyways, so we got two teasers. We're just going to talk about them. I don't really know how long this podcast is going to be because there's really not a lot to talk about. But we figured we might want to throw something on the feed in case anyone's listening and you're excited about for season two. The two teasers give us at least a little something. The first one was Vi and Jinx just walking. I saw some video analysis of it. Like their costumes are changing a little bit and their shadows or something. Did you notice that or no?
No.
Yeah.
I thought it was just Jinx.
Or maybe it was like you can see Vi in the...
Maybe.
Vi in the shadow or something. Or am I just full of shit? Maybe I should have watched this a few more times before we did this podcast. But yeah.
It's just Jinx and kind of like a shadow of her walking over the bridge. With a big cannon.
Not much.
Big cannon gun.
Not really telling us much, but it's cool, I guess.
But then I'm sure there's like always people analyzing.
Yeah, though there was... I saw videos on people breaking that down, especially on Reddit too, about, I don't know, something with the shadow changes in there, but maybe I should have looked at that again. But yeah, we got the newest one, which gives us a little bit more information, stuff we were already pretty sure was going to happen. We got a teaser of Singed making Warwick, mm-hmm. all tied up, confirmation of Warwick, which we're already 99% sure.
I have to go back and listen to our last episode where you made predictions, but I think
because there's one like 1.5 second shot at the end of season one of Singe doing something. You can see his arm like strung up on the wall, and we're like, "Oh, that's got to be Warwick," and everyone thinks it's going to be Vander. So, yeah, I mean, Warwick's in the show. If it's Vander, we don't know, but I mean, probably, right?
Maybe. I'm trying to think because in the little teaser, he's got the stopwatch, and for some reason, is that Vander's?
No, that's his, and that was going to be his daughter, Orianna, everyone thinks. Mm-hmm. And I was reading, post on Reddit again, and people are all like, yeah, that's more than likely that's what it's going to be. So, I mean, I don't know if that's really a spoiler or not, but nobody knows anything because this stuff is under, like, mm-hmm. is more safeguarded than Fort Knox. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we don't know, but that's a lot of predictions being thrown around. I'm excited. November's still a little while away.
You have to be patient.
We've been fucking patient. We're still waiting. Yeah. So I don't know what else we got to add to it. It's
well, the Singe one was the biggest teaser, but they also had the other one. I don't know if that's like a new clip of Ambassa.
Yeah, well, that was for she's being going to be made into a character for the game.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Yeah, that's what that was for. So she's, of course, looking fucking badass, like she'll rip your face off if you talk shit to her. Yeah, she's Mel's mom's. I'm real excited to see where her line goes because I'm sure, because she comes from, was it Noxus?
Noxin
or something. Yeah, however you pronounce it. I'm excited to see more of that world because mm-hmm. like they kind of, you know, at the end of season one, they kind of hinted and talked about it. And I would have to imagine it's going to amount to something in season two. What was, okay. So I asked you, What was that person's name I had you look up?
Overton. Amanda Overton.
Amanda Overton, that was a producer, you said?
So she's a film producer, yes.
Okay, well, she wrote on her Instagram, or maybe it was her Twitter, I don't know, but I know I'm late to the party, but happy year of Arcane season 2 to everyone. I'm very proud to finally share what we've dreamed up in the world. Looking forward to annihilating some hearts. Ooh, what could that mean?
Hopefully not mine.
Well, someone's going to die. I guess it's just...
I guess the first season's pretty good at that, too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was pretty good. But the... they say that, I wonder if they're going to be core first season characters or they're going to introduce...
We need more.
Yeah, it's hard to talk about this because there's literally nothing to almost talk about because it's just all guessing.
Yeah.
You know, but they did say that the lore from the show is going to be the core lore of the game. Like this is what's canon, is what's in the show. So like if there was any lore that I guess apparently that contradicted what it said in the show comes first as far as canon of the League of Legends lore. So there's that. So season 2, guys, we're coming November. I mean, this could be a 10-minute long podcast. I don't know. It may not be very long, but we just wanted to kind of put something out there for somebody, get a little bit of talking about season 2. We're super excited. We're still following it. Still keeping a close eye. I got all the League of Legends Arcane stuff and all my social medias as soon as, Michelle's actually been, as soon as something new comes up, she texts me in the day like, hey, check this out. Something new in Arcane's came out, like the teasers and stuff. So we're on top of it. I still read the forums. I wanted to say I was going online trying to find someone who has a real in-depth knowledge of the lore of this of League. If someone does out there and they want to get a hold of us and they want to come on the podcast, you're more than happy to welcome to bring you on. Maybe we could talk, come up with some new theories. You might have shed some light in our area because we're both pretty, I don't know, not knowledgeable about the League.
We're learning as we're going.
Yeah, like the game lore, we don't know really much about that other than what we read. So if somebody out there knows a lot about it and wants to come on, we're more than happy to have you on and throw out a special episode where we can kind of go into maybe backstory. We can kind of figure out what's going on with season 2. Other than that, what do you think of the trailers or teasers, whatever the fuck they are?
I mean, it's only 11 months away. They say November 2024, like it's not 11 months away.
Exactly, yeah.
No, makes you excited, gives you a little hope. You've been waiting. We've been waiting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right before my birthday, so it'd be a nice little birthday present. But, as we talked to, I'm sure when the thing is, like Netflix, when they release their trailers for their show, it's usually, if I remember right, most of the trailers come out very shortly before the show actually comes out.
Yeah.
It's not like, maybe we will, who knows, but maybe I should have looked. I wonder when the first trailer came out for Arcane season 1 than to when it was actually released.
I don't know either.
But
I was just thinking here, I was like, I kind of want more teasers, but then again, I don't want too much. I don't want too much, so...
Yeah, I want to go into blind. Kind of like how we went into blind with the show in the first place.
But hopefully that means they have most things wrapped up, though.
Like with what?
With the show. I know they have a premiere date, but if they're giving out teasers, hopefully that means.
Yeah, they're probably still working on the documentary, they were working up until the very, very end, weren't they? The animations and stuff. So I'm sure it's the same way with this. But, yeah, I mean, that's all we really have to say. Just the two teasers came out. We wanted to throw something out there. For all you listeners, I know again, arcanepod@gmail.com. Also, there's this fucking, somebody on, okay. So somebody keeps emailing us, used to email us about once a week. Then I had to block them. But because he just kept, this person just kept emailing us and just kept asking us about like we had something to do with the making of the show. And I was like, we have nothing. We're just a fan podcast.
We're just fans.
Oh yeah. Here it is. Okay. So the very last email they sent us says, thanks. I'm a huge fan of the Saw franchise. I really hope Jinx becomes Jinx Saw in the future. And I hope it comes to us this Halloween.
Jigsaw.
I don't know.
I'm opposing that.
Maybe I'll just cut this whole part out of the thing. I don't know. But anyways, so that's it for Arcane. Maybe we'll just kind of, we'll just maybe add some more time into the podcast. We'll just go over maybe some recommendations we've had in the off season. What would you, I would say, first off, I was thinking about this when we're going to make this podcast about, we want to do recommendations at the end of this. We watched Blue Eye Samurai on Netflix.
Yeah. It,
very similar animation style. Probably not quite as good, but close. If you're an Arcane fan, I would imagine you probably like that show too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think it's nearly as good.
It's not
as
like a video game. It's not.
It's not as good as Arcane, but some of the voice acting I thought was a little not up to par, but the story's interesting. It has, it's about a half Japanese, half white girl in Japan, and she's looking for her father. There's four white guys in Japan, and she's out there looking for them to try to figure out who her father is, and she, it's about her little adventure off doing that. It's like, what is it, 8 episodes? Pretty violent.
That's on Netflix, too.
Yeah, it was on Netflix show, yeah. So if you like Arcane, it's called Blue Eye Samurai. That was not too bad. That was pretty good. What other recommendations do we thought were really good that we watched in this last 2 years? Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a show on HBO called Warriors, which was about the Chinese immigration to San Francisco and what, in the late 1800s?
Yes, but a little bit more pop culture-ish, I think.
Yeah, it deals with multiple storylines, mostly about the Chinese gangs and the police and kind of like... there's racism, there's classism, there's all sorts of stuff. But that show, Warrior, used to be, what was it used to be on? Like Showtime or something?
Cinemax. Cinemax, and then HBO bought it. And I think the first two seasons are Cinemax. And then the
last season that was made was HBO.
Was HBO.
But the whole thing's on HBO. So if you have it, you can watch it. But that show, I think, without a doubt, has the best choreographed fighting live action that I've seen almost in any television show. It is, the kung fu in that show is top notch.
It was based on a script written by Bruce Lee. So it's very Bruce Lee-esque.
Yeah.
The main character is very Bruce Lee-esque.
Yeah. He definitely has the main character feels like Bruce Lee, his mannerisms, the way he's written. So if that's kind of your thing, it's a pretty high drama show. That was great. It's on HBO. Called A Warrior. I guess that's our two recommendations: Blue Eye Samurai and Warrior. Mm-hmm. Those are probably two drama shows with fighting in them. They were both pretty good. And I guess if anybody's seen it, House of the Dragon. But do you really got to recommend something like that?
Is that even like 2 years ago?
We were in the middle of doing this podcast when we were watching that. Because I talked about it at the very end, like what we're watching in the middle of House of the Dragon right now. So, yeah. There's that. Again, our email is arcanepod@gmail.com. We will, next, any more big information that comes out, we will do another podcast about it and have more talk. Again, if you want to come on and you know a lot about the lore of the game, feel free to get a hold of us. Email will be in the description. Anything else?
I think that's it. 11 months.
11 months, folks. 11 short months. Yeah. All right. Until next time, my name's Nick.
I'm Michelle.
We'll see you later. Bye.